马牧师
，I grew up in a family of people who looked down on others。
我成长的家庭啊，在家里面是有许多的偏见。
We would look down on anyone and everyone。
我们常会瞧不起许多的人。
Black people would call 黑鬼。
对黑人我们称他们黑鬼。
Indians would call 不是黑鬼，是黑鬼。Indians would call 是阿叉。
对，印度人我们称他是阿叉。
Hispanics would call 谁麦楼，是魔鬼。
对，西班牙裔墨西哥来的人，我们称他是死魔鬼。
Of course, white people would call 白鬼。
对白人我们称白鬼。
Even other Chinese people would look down upon。
其实对在其他地方来的中国人，我们也瞧不起。
We look down on Cantonese, we look down on Shanghainese, we look down on Chiuqiaonese。
我们对潮州人、上海人、广东人，我们有各样瞧不起的理由。
Maybe because in our family, we would also see those qualities in ourselves。
也许在我们这里家庭的成员，我们自己觉得我们具有一些条件，我们觉得很引以为傲。
We would also point out other people's faults or our family members' faults。
我们容易去指出其他人的错误的地方。
But if we did that, we would fight all the time。
但是当我们不断去指出别人错的时候，我们其实只是在不断的争斗。
So while we're having dinner, it's best to just point out other people who are not in the living room。
对，我们在吃饭，我们就讲说还不在这个客厅里面的在其他地方的人，我们就指出他们的错。
Of course, Cantonese people have very nasty ways of looking down on other people or saying comments about other people。
当然从广东来，可能有一些并不是很合适的方法去瞧不起别人，看不起别人。
But somehow my mother has her own vocabulary of describing other people。
对我的母亲她有一些很特别的词汇来称呼这些人。
If people are too fat or too tall or too thin or too short。
太胖太高太矮太瘦。
Or their noses are too flat or too tall。
鼻子太扁了，太塌了，太挺了。
Their chins are too short or too long。
下巴这个太长太短，怎么样？
She would have her own words of describing them just to slander them and to make them look bad。
我母亲她总是有一些特别的词汇来称呼这些人，事实上有点嘲弄的意味。
We would look down on people who are poor。
有时候我们会瞧不起一些比较贫穷的人。
New immigrants。
刚刚来到美国新的移民。
Or people who are not very smart。
有些人并不是那么聪明。
People who didn't look very good。
有些人长相并比较平凡一些。
We look down on people who had poor taste。
我们对一些人，我们觉得他们品味不太好。
We would even look down on rich people who look down on other people。
我们甚至瞧不起一些有钱人，我们觉得他们瞧不起别人，我们也瞧不起他们。
Even with, if we couldn't find anything to say that is bad about another person,
即使我们好像想不出有什么理由来瞧不起、批评这个人的话
，My mother would still come up with terms.
但我的母亲总是会想到一些词来评判这些人。
Sorry, the Shanghainese people in here would understand those words.
这是上海话，我听不懂。
I grew up with a family of people who looked down on others.
我成长的家庭许多看不起别人的事情在那里发生。
Who do you look down upon today?
弟兄姐妹，今天早晨我要问你是你瞧不起怎么样的人？
Let me pray for us before we begin.
好不好？我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we pray that you'd speak to us.
父神，我们求你这时候对我们说话。
That you speak to each and every one of us.
对我们每一个人来说话。
Now, Lord God, may the words of my mouth.
父神，愿我口所说的话
and the meditation of all our hearts,
我们心中所存的意念
be pleasing and acceptable in your sight,
在你的面前蒙悦纳
You are our rock, our redeemer.
你是我们的磐石，也是我们的拯救
Amen.
Amen.
If you turn your Bibles again to James chapter 2,
好不好？我们再次来打开雅各书的第二章
James, the writer of this book, writes about a serious problem in the church.
雅各在写到这卷书的时候，他提到在教会一个相当严重的问题。
He said that people in the church were looking down on each other.
他提到说，在教会里面这些基督徒彼此瞧不起。
If a rich man walked into the door, walking through the doors,
假如有一个有钱的人进来
They're wearing very nice clothes.
穿着很华美的衣服。
The people would say, "Come sit over here."
我们会欢迎他来坐下来，欢迎他坐。
But if people came in wearing very raggedy clothes, very dirty clothes,
若是穿着肮脏的衣服，
people would say, "You stand over there."
我们会跟他说你站在那个后面。
Or sit here on the floor by my feet.
或者是请他就坐在地上，在我的脚旁边。
James was saying that the Christians were discriminating against each other.
雅各在这段经文讲到说，基督徒彼此之间在歧视，在瞧不起。
The word discriminate here.
在这边提到说歧视，瞧不起。
Is translated from the Greek word that can also be translated into several other words.
实际上在偏心待人这个字瞧不起这个字，在希腊文可以有许多不同的那个翻译。
Some people translate it as to judge.
有些人翻译这个字是去评判别人，审断判断别人。
Or to translate it as doubt.
去怀疑别人。
Or to translate it as waver.
就是摇来摇去的意思。
It meaning that some Bible scholars translate this word to mean that the Christians were wavering between two ways of looking at people.
事实上一个圣经学者他来翻译这个字是他说基督徒他对于人的看法变成摇摆在两个不同的观点之间。
A Christian worldview versus a secular worldview.
一个从基督徒的观点然后又是从世俗的观点，在这两个观点中间摇摆。
And unfortunately, many times we see that Christians have taken on the value system of the world.
事实上很多时候我们不幸地看到基督徒会采取了世俗的观点来看别人。
Now, those of us who are sitting here might be thinking, good, Pastor, so-and-so needs to hear this message.
或许我们在座的，当你听到我这样讲的时候，你会觉得说，马牧师，对对对，我觉得谁需要来听这个道理。
Oftentimes we do that. We wish someone else would hear what the pastor wants to say.
事实上很多时候我们常常是如此，我们觉得说，可能某人需要听这个牧师讲的这个道。
But I pray that all of us today would listen to what God has to say to us.
但是我们盼望是今天我们每个人带着心是神对我们说话
including Pastor Lee and myself
包括我们两个牧师在内我们都一样。
James was saying that the relationships in the church back then had become these things
他在这边讲到说在那个时候初代的教会在教会里面的基督徒彼此之间的关系已经产生一些情况。
Or perhaps it has become like that for us as well.
或许这些情况也在我们当中在发生。
Number one, it has become utilitarian.
头一个，他们变得很功利主义。
Now, what does that mean?
功利主义是什么意思？
Recently, I was watching TV and it showed, there was a show on PBS talking about cattle in Japan.
最近我在看到一个公共电视台的节目，讲到说在日本养的牛。
And some of us have actually heard of this, and maybe you have even tasted this. It's called Kobe beef.
或许你听过，或许你甚至吃过，就是神户牛肉。
I found out on television that these cows actually lived a very luxurious life.
事实上，这些神户牛肉，这些牛，他们是养在一个非常豪华、舒适的一种环境、一种生活里面。
They eat very special, they eat a very special diet.
他们吃的东西很特别。
Okay, and not only that, are they fed the best materials? They are given a daily massage.
不但是吃好的，而且还每天有人帮他们按摩。
And every day, besides eating the best foods and being massaged, they're given one bottle of beer.
不但是有好吃的，不但是有为按摩，还有每天喝一瓶啤酒。
Now, if you were that cow, you'd probably be thinking this is the high life.
如果你是那头牛的话，你会觉得哇，这个人生是再好不过了，就像这样。
It's like living at the Hilton every day.
好像是住在希尔顿大饭店里面，天天都是这样享受。
However, they are well. Let's look at the next picture.
好吧，我们再看到下一张。
Next picture. See, they're drinking the beer. Maybe you're thinking you're the best cow ever.
我们看到这个牛在喝啤酒，我觉得这是实在是太享受了。
Let's look at the next picture. If you're that cow and thinking that these people are treating me so nicely.
假如你是那头牛，你会讲这些人为什么对我这么好？
At the end, you'll realize it's only for one and one purpose alone.
到最后你才会明白，其实这是只有一个目的。
Kobe beef is known to be the most tasty beef. It's very tender because all the fat is rubbed and massaged into all the meat.
因为神户牛肉非常著名，就是它非常的甜美好吃，很柔软，因为那个按摩的缘故，所以你看那个油脂肪分布的非常平均，所以吃起来口感很好。
Corporate America is the same.
事实上，今天在美国许多企业的文化也是如此。
An employee might be thinking, I have the best job in the world.
这个被聘用去上班的人来讲，觉得我可能有一份非常好的工作。
I have a six-figure or seven-figure salary.
我有六位数、七位数的薪水。
I have a great title.
我有一个很好的头衔。
I have great benefits and I have great perks at work.
我各样的福利各样环境实在是非常好。
Oftentimes it's only because of what the employer can get out of the employee.
因为其实在这整个背后，我们了解是因为这个雇主他能够从你身上得到什么。
At best, it is like a symbiotic relationship. I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back.
最好的情况就是我从你那里得什么，你从我那里得到什么，彼此的互利。
At worst, it's really having one person become a predator upon the employees.
事实上，很差的情况就是好像一个人在掌控，然后就是从这些员工上面来得到好处，利用他们。
That is what utilitarian means.
这就是所谓功利主义的意思。
How we can use another person.
我们如何去利用另外一个人。
Now we know that that's not only confined to the business world.
事实上，这种思考不只是在企业的世界里面会发生。
This worldly value has transported itself into human relationships.
事实上，这种的彼此之间对待的方式也影响到很多层面的人际之间的关系。
Sadly, it has even filtered into the church.
很悲哀的是，有时候这种关系的对待也来到教会。
James was saying to these people in the church back then, "You're looking up to the rich people."
所以雅各在这边才会提到那时候的教会，他责备他们说：“你们如何去看待对待那些有钱的人？”
But you're looking down on the poor people.
你们尊敬有钱人，然后你们看不起、瞧不起那些比较贫穷的人。
Utilitarianism.
这是一种功利主义。
Because you're thinking how what I can get out of the rich people.
因为在这整个背后是我怎么样可以从这些有钱人身上得到什么好处。
If they're ugly or if they're very poor, they probably cannot give me anything.
如果他们是贫穷，如果他们不怎么样，那可能他们不能够给我什么。
James in verse 4 says, "We have judged others with evil thoughts."
所以在第四节的地方，这句话就是用恶意断定人。
Utilitarianism that is in the church today.
所以功利主义存在在今天的教会。
James is also saying that in the church, the relationships have become unloving.
在第二点，他提到说，在教会之间，基督徒彼此的关系变得缺乏爱心。
We at CCCS must not love other people only because what they can do for us.
我们在美德教会里面，我们爱一个人不是因为他们可以给我们什么。
Or even what they can do for the church.
或者是这个人能够给教会什么。
Now, even the pastors, oftentimes it's very tempting to look at a person and see, oh, what this person can offer our church or offer me.
甚至传道人有时候也会在这种试探当中，这个人可以给教会什么，可以给我什么。
But we pledge to you, our pastors will not do that.
但是我们向你保证，牧师不应该做这样，我们不愿意去做这样事。
We love because each individual is made in God's image.
我们爱人，因为他们是按神的形象所造的，所以我们爱他。
We love each other because each person has the potential to be a bearer of the Christ image.
我们爱人是因为每个人都有那样的潜在的能力，他能够成为一个基督的见证，所以我们爱他。
And we love because God told us we have to love.
我们爱人，因为神告诉我们，我们应该去爱人。
The Bible says, "Love your neighbor as yourself."
所以圣经里面讲到说，爱邻舍如己。
Now you might be thinking, "This is so hard to do. I can't do it."
或许你会觉得这是很难做到的事情。
But the gospel gives us a clue as how to do this.
但是在福音书里面告诉我们一个途径，怎么样来做这个事。
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who lived in the farm.
在以前有一个男孩住在一个农场里面。
And he spent his whole day just playing with this little puppy.
然后他这个男孩整天就是跟一条小狗在玩。
The puppy loved spending time with his master.
然后这个小狗呢也很喜欢跟他这个小主人在一起在这边玩。
But one day the little boy told the puppy.
但是有一天这个男孩告诉这条小狗。
Hey puppy, I can't spend time with you today.
他说我今天没办法花时间跟你在一起。
Because I have to go to school.
因为我需要上学了。
The puppy thought, what is school?
然后这个小狗就想，什么叫学校啊？
The little boy says, puppy, while I'm away, you can go and play with the animals in the farm.
他说，我不在的时候，你可以跟农场里面其他的动物玩。
After seeing that, the boy left the home.
然后说完了之后，他就离开家庭。
The puppy stayed there at home and just thought for a while, it's so boring here.
然后这个小狗呢，这个主人走了，他就在那边觉得有点无聊。
So he decided to take his master's advice and to go out into the farm and to look around.
所以他就决定按着他主人告诉他的，他就到农场到处走走看看。
Suddenly he saw a very big black mass over there.
然后他看到黑黑一大团的在那边。
He goes over there and says to the big black mass, "How do you do?"
然后他就对那个说，哎，你好啊，你怎么样
？The big black mass said, "Moo."
这个、
Who are you?
然后这个黑黑就发生说，你是谁啊
？The puppy said, "I'm a puppy. Who are you?"
他说我是一条小狗，你呢？
He says, "Moo, I'm a cow. I give milk for my master. What do you do?"
他说我是牛，我提供牛奶给我的主人。那你呢
？The puppy thought, "Well, I don't do anything."
他说我没有做什么。
Nothing. You don't do anything. Get away from me.
然后他说你没有做什么。那这个牛就说那你走开吧。
The puppy thought, "What a rude animal."
他说这个实在是很粗鲁。
So he walks over to another and another.Smaller but white mass, still quite big.
然后他又碰到另外一个比较小一点，但是很大，还是蛮大的，要白白的。
It goes up to him and goes, "How do you do?"
他就说你好吗
？Who are you?
然后这是又羊，他说哎，你是谁呢
？I'm a puppy. Who are you?
我是小狗，你呢
？He says, "I'm a sheep. I give wool for my master. What do you do?"
他说我是绵羊，我把羊毛给我的主人。你呢
？The puppy thought.I don't do anything.
他还是想不出来。他说我没有做什么。
You don't do anything. Get away from me.
他说你没有什么做什么的，那你走开吧。
The puppy was now a little bit hurt because thinking I really don't do anything.
他开始觉得受伤害了，因为好像我真的没做什么。
And these animals are so rude. Oh, there's a smaller animal. Maybe I can go up to him and maybe he will be my friend.
所以他就看到哎，另外一个小一点的，也许他可以成为我的朋友。
He goes up and says, "How do you do?"
然后在遇到这个，他说：“哎，你好吗？”鸭
little puppy says, "Who are you?"
你是谁啊
？He says, "I'm a chicken."
是鸡。
I give eggs for my master. Who are you? What do you do?
他说我把生鸡蛋给我的主人。那你呢
？He says, "I'm a puppy. I don't do anything."
他说。我是小狗，他还是讲我没有给什么。
And they expected the chicken to say that, and the chicken did say, "You don't do anything. Get away from me."
鸡还是一样，你没做什么，走开吧。
The little puppy, feeling very sad and very useless, slowly walks back into the house.
所以他就觉得自己好像很没有用，很没有价值，就垂头丧气又回到房子去了。
He plods himself down the floor and starts weeping. "I don't do anything for my master."
然后他就在这个地板上面，他就有点伤心流泪我没有为我的主人做什么。
Just as he was sulking and feeling sorry for himself, the door suddenly burst open.
然后就在他很难过的时候，哎，这个门忽然间打开了。
The little boy, his master, runs into the house.
然后这个小主人就跑进来。
The first thing he looks for is that puppy.
然后他头一个就在找这条小狗。
Runs over and grabs the puppy, says, "Oh, puppy, puppy, I missed you."
然后他就抱起他，他说，哎呀，我很想念你。
Of all the animals in this farm.I love you the most.
他说所有的动物我最喜欢你。
God so loved the world that he gave us his son.
神爱世人甚至赐下他的独生子。
Even when we have nothing to offer our God.
我们没有什么可以给神的。
Even when we are contaminated.
甚至我们是污染。
God has bought us.
神把我们赎回来。
While we're still sinners, the Bible says,
Christ died for us.
How come we have bought into a lie in the church? How come we have believed a lie in the church?
我们如何去相信一个谎言在教会里面？
We somehow believe that a church will grow if we have smart people.
有时候我们会以为说教会里面有比较智慧、有聪明的人，教会会增长。
If we have people who can do many things in the church,
或者我们以为说教会有些人他很有才干，可以做很多事情。
If we have younger people or beautiful people,
或者是我们以为有比较年轻的人，比较长相比较好的人。
But Jesus said, the world will know that you are my disciples if you can do more ministry. No, he didn't say that.
耶稣不是说，你可以做多一点事情，人家就知道你们是我的门徒。
Jesus said, the world will know that you are my disciples and will be drawn to you if you love one another.
耶稣说的是，你们若彼此相爱，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。
We love because God loved us first.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
If we're like that little puppy, now we realize what love is, we can love others who are unlovable.
我们就像那条刚刚说的小狗一样，如果能够明白，我们就能够去爱其他的人。But
if we're not able to love,
假如我们没有办法去爱,
James says that is a very serious matter.
我们若没有办法去爱, 雅各说这是很严重的事情。
He says it's considered as law-breaking.
他说这样是违背了律法，犯了罪。
Because the Bible tells us we need to love each other as we love our neighbors as we would love ourselves.
因为圣经明明的讲，我们要爱邻舍如同自己。
When we break that royal law, we become lawbreakers.
所以在第八节这边说，你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的，要不然就是违背了律法。So
we've become unloving.
所以有时候我们变得缺乏爱心。Now
you might be thinking, Pastor Ma, I can love other people, but there are some people who have hurt me.
或许你会觉得说，马牧师，我可以爱一些人，但是我对那些伤害过我的人，我很难爱他。And
or there are people just unlovable, and you know who they are, right? That they don't look that well, and you just somehow they rub against you, and you cannot love them.
你知道有一些人就是你很难去爱他们，他们就是很不容易相处。那这些人要怎么去爱他们呢？
Perhaps we have become also unmerciful.
有时候，我们第三个看到我们变得失去了怜悯。Once
upon a time, according to a German folk tale,
这是一个德国的一个故事。Once
upon a time, a young couple lived with their only son at the edge of the forest.
在以前有一对年轻的夫妇跟他们唯一一个孩子住在一个森林的旁边。Although
they were not very rich,
他们并不是很富有。They
lived a very comfortable life.
他们也还算相当舒适。One
day, the grandfather, the father of the man and the family, came to live with them.
有一天，这个祖父就是男主人的爸爸来跟他们住在一起。He
was too old to live by himself.
因为年纪已经太大，没有办法自己生活。His
eyes started to dim, his ears started to go deaf, and his hands started to shake like leaves in the wind.
眼睛没有像以前，耳朵也比较重了，然后手会发抖。
Oftentimes when he's eating with his family, he would spill food onto the tablecloth and onto the carpet.
有时候他在吃饭的时候，就常常那个食物就溅出来，在桌上，在地上。
Because he's so old, sometimes as he eats, food would even spill out of his mouth and soil his own clothes.
有时候那个食物甚至没办法整个含在嘴里面，也是会漏出来，掉在他的衣服上。
The couple talked about that amongst themselves, and they were very disgusted.
然后这对夫妇就谈到这个。 夫妻的情况，然后就觉得很不舒服。They
would yell at him every time he spilled some food.
然后他们就有时候看到他这样的时候，就开始对他大声吼叫。Finally,
they moved him to his own little table at the corner of the kitchen.
到后来他们觉得没办法跟他一起吃饭，就给他弄个小桌子，叫他搬到旁边去自己吃。The
grandfather, having no other option, would just eat there by himself, and while the rest of the family would just eat in the dining room.
所以这个。 祖父这个老人没有办法，只好自己一个人在那边吃，其他人在客厅的饭桌上吃。One
day, his hands shook so violently, he even dropped the glass bowl onto the floor and which shattered into a million pieces.
有一天，他甚至手发抖到一个程度，他连碗都拿不好，这是一个玻璃的碗，就整个摔到地上碎掉了。His
daughter-in-law yelled at him.
然后这个媳妇就又吼他了。
Immediately went to the market and bought him a wooden bowl.
然后这个媳妇就到市场上去买一个木头做的碗。From
that day on, the grandfather ate without making any noise, out of his wooden bowl in the corner of the kitchen.
所以从那天开始，他吃饭就不太有声音了，因为是木头的碗，然后就自己一个人孤零零的在那个小桌子边吃。Every
time he looked up at his family eating in the dining room, he would quietly weep.
然后他每一次他看到其他人家庭坐在那个桌上吃，然后他自己人在这边，他就暗暗的掉泪。
One day, his son, the master of the house, came home after a long day at work.
有一天，这个家里的男主人啊，经过一天的劳碌回到家里。
And he saw his little boy playing in the middle of the living room.
然后他看到他的儿子，一个小男孩就在客厅里面玩耍。
He had a big block of wood and he was carving.
然后呢，他就看到他男孩拿了一块大木头，然后在那边雕刻。
So he asked, "Young man, what are you making?"
他就问这个孩子说，哎，年轻人，你到底在做什么？你要预备做什么？
The little boy said, "I'm making a gift for you and a gift for mommy."
他说我要为你跟妈妈做礼物。
I'm carving two bowls, two wooden bowls, so that you could use them when you come and live with me in your old age.
他说我要为你跟妈妈预备一人一个木头的碗，当你老了之后来跟我住，你们一人可以用一个。
The man and his wife looked at each other and began to weep.
然后这个男主人跟女主人两个对看，就开始掉眼泪。
That night, they moved the grandfather back into the family table.
那天晚上，他们就让爸爸回到桌上跟他们一起吃饭。
And they wouldn't say a word, even if he spilled food onto the table.
然后，即使他就把东西溅出来了，他们不再说一句话。
What is the moral of the story?
在这个故事要告诉我们什么
？What goes around comes around.
当你对别人怎么样，那个事情后来会又跑到你的身上。
Verse 13 of this passage says, if we do not show mercy,
在第十三节，如果我们对别人没有怜悯，
mercy will not be shown to us either.
怜悯也不会临到我们。
Even as we pray the familiar prayer, the Lord's prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
其实我们祷告的时候，我们是那么熟悉的念出主导文说，我们免得人的债，如同我们免得人的债。
Now God is the only one who could truly not show mercy to us, because he is holy and we are not.
其实只有神有资格不对我们施怜悯。
But he did not look down on us, but he showed us mercy.
但事实上神没有瞧不起我们，反而用怜悯来对待我们。
Perhaps Christians today are not merciful because we have never truly received God's mercy.
或许今天我们许多基督徒，我们不能够对人有怜悯，因为我们没有从神那边领受了怜悯。
Maybe we cannot forgive because we've never realized what it means to be forgiven.
我们为什么不能原谅别人？因为我们没有真正去明白什么叫做赦免。
Now you take a look at the passage right before the passage we looked at.
如果你留意看在这段经文，我们刚刚读的经文的这个前面。
Look at verses 26 and 27 of chapter 1.
注意到在雅各书的第一章26节和27节。
It's actually a preface, an introduction to today's passage.
事实上这一段其实是等于第二章的一个前面的介绍。
James there says that the religion that God accepts is not just external religiosity.
在这边雅各提到说神所能够接纳的那种虔诚不是外在的表面的。
Not just coming to a church and singing a few songs, that is not religion.
不是只有来到教会唱几首歌然后那个就叫做是一个宗教上的虔诚。
In verse 27, there says, true religion that God accepts comes from the heart through showing mercy to widows and orphans.
在二十七节说，在神面前，我们父，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
To show mercy to widows and orphans.
是看顾，是施怜悯。孤儿寡妇。
That's what mercy means.
这就是怜悯的意思。
To give to people.And not expect to have something in return.
给，但是不期待他们能够回报。
Because widows and orphans have nothing to offer us.
因为孤儿寡妇他们没有什么可以回报给我们。
To be merciful, it means merciful. To be merciful means that we would give to those other people without expecting anything in return.
所以纯怜悯的心，就是当我们乐意给的时候，我们不是在想到他可以回报我。
Even to forgive others and not expect them to return the favor.
甚至是我们赦免原谅别人，而不是不期待说他要对我有好处。
To give to others without expecting anything coming back.
所以是给出去，而不是去带着那种期待说他有什么要回报给我，我才愿意给。
Think about the people who showed us mercy.
弟兄姐妹，想想 那些曾经对我们有怜悯心的人，恩待我们的人。
We are here at Somerset because some people have invested in this church.
我们在这里敬拜，因为以前很多人他们的心力放在这个地方，投入在这里。
Some people have put in money and effort so that we could be here.
许多以前的人，他们侍奉，他们奉献，所以我们今天可以在这里敬拜。
Some of those people are still here today, and some of them are long gone.
有些人可能今天还在这里，有些人已经好早就不在这里了。
Most of us don't even know many of these people.
对我们大部分人来讲，我们根本不认识这些人。
They didn't know us either.
他们也不认识我们。
But they invested in us, expecting nothing in return.
但是他们乐意投入在这里的侍奉付出，他们没有想到要回报什么。
Or think about those who are not Chinese.
我们想到那些不是中国人的。
They invested in Chinese people, even not expecting anything in return.
他们乐意向我们传福音，向中国人传福音付出，可是他们没有期待要回报。
Think about Hudson Taylor. Think about Robert Morrison.
想到马里逊，想到戴德生牧师这些宣教士们。
They invested in us, and they have never met us.
他们投入在中国，但是他们从来没有遇见我们。
That is called mercy.
那个就是怜悯。
Even think about God.
我们想到神。
Who invested in the people who will not meet him face to face until one day, sometime in the future.
神爱我们，投入给我们，但是我们也没有跟他见面，直到有一天我们要在天上与他面对面。
And he gave us his only son.
然后他把独生爱子赐给我们。
That is called mercy.
那就是怜悯。
And James is saying that we need to show each other the same mercy.
雅各在这里讲，我们需要彼此以怜悯相对待。
Why is CCCS not growing?
为什么美的教会没有增长？
We have many possible reasons.
或许你可以想到很多可能的理由。
Not enough parking spaces.
我们的停车场不够。
This neighborhood is not too safe.
在这个附近不是很安全。
There are many other huge churches around here.
有一些好几个很大的教会在附近。
These facilities are too old.
然后我们教会的设备很老旧。
Maybe the leaders are not very effective.
也许教会的领袖不是很有效，很有效率。
Could it be that we're not growing because we don't love each other very much?
但是否你有想到，我们没有增长是因为我们爱彼此相爱不够？
Could it be that Christians in this church look down on each other?
是不是我们在教会里面我们彼此瞧不起？
For instance, one group saying about another group in this church, they are so loud. They're always thinking about eating.
或许有一些人会觉得，我们另外有一些人讲话都好大声，然后老是想到吃。
Or another group saying in return, oh, that this group is so boring and so legalistic.
然后可能另外一群人讲说这群人没有什么意思，然后很律法主义。
Oh, we would say of the ABCs that they're so rude and they're so worldly.
然后我们想到第二代的这些年轻人是有时候没有礼貌，然后太世俗了。
And they would say of the OBCs, the parents, that they're so old-fashioned and they're so stubborn.
然后这 ABC 就说回来，这些父母亲这些老一辈的你们就是。很古板，然后很固执。
We would look down on the young people and say that you're so rebellious and you're so spoiled.
然后我们对年轻人，我们说你们很叛逆你们就太被宠坏了。
The young people would look back down on the adults and the parents and say that you're so out of touch with the rest of the world.
然后年轻人可能对父母亲这一辈说，你们这个是跟世界好像都没有接触，你们根本不晓得这世界在发生什么。
Even leadership in the church might look down on the regular lay person and say that church members are so immature and so complacent.
或甚至是教会的领袖，然后看到其他的平信徒弟兄姐妹说他们在属灵上不够成熟。
All the lay leaders might look down on the leadership and say the pastors and the leaders are so prideful.And so uncaring.
然后可能是平信徒一些领袖对于牧者，他们会批评说你们都很骄傲，你们不再关心弟兄姐妹。
Have we become a utilitarian church? Have we become an unloving church? Have we become an unmerciful church?
是否像这段经文所讲的，我们在变成一个功利主义，我们变成没有爱心，我们变成失去怜悯。
We're considering moving our church. building a church, getting a bigger church.
我们在想到搬啊，能够搬迁，能够建堂，能够有更大的教堂。
We're asking God to bless our church.
然后我们一直在祈求神祝福我们的教会。
But why would God bless a church that is not loving?
但为什么神要祝福一个没有彼此相爱、没有爱的教会？
Why would God bless a church that's not forgiving to each other?
为什么神要祝福一个彼此不能赦免的教会？
Why would God bring new people into the church only to be not loved and not shown mercy?
为什么神要把新的人带到这里，然后他们不能经历到爱，不能经历到怜悯？
My brothers and sisters, you and I need to confess.
弟兄姐妹，我们彼此，我们都需要承认
that we have not loved as God told us to love.
我们在相爱上面没有做到神告诉我们要彼此相爱。
We need to love each other.
我们需要彼此相爱。
We need to proactively mend broken relationships.
我们需要主动去打破啊那些不好的关系。
After becoming a Christian, it has taken me years to learn how not to look down on people.
我成为基督徒之后，我花了好久的时间要去改掉，不去瞧不起人。
I realized that in order for a person to feel superior.
如果我逐渐去明白啊，当一个人他觉得他比别人高人一等。
Either I would climb on the social ladder so I can be above everybody else.
我们可能透过说我们在社会的阶梯上面爬比较高一点，然后我们就觉得我超过别人。
Or an easier way just to push others down.
或者另外一个办法是我们把别人踩下去。
We look down on other people because inside we feel inferior.
有时为什么会瞧不起别人？因为我们里面觉得比不上别人。
But Christ, Jesus Christ has lifted us up.
事实上，耶稣基督已经抬举了我们。
We can afford to lift other people up.
我们能不能够也把别人抬举起来？
We don't need to look down on others anymore.
我们不需要再瞧不起别人。
May CCCS be a church known for its love for one another.
愿神祝福美德教会是以一个有彼此相爱来见证主的教会。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you.
天父上帝，我们得罪了你。
Each one of us has not loved each other as we ought to have.
我们每一个人，我们在彼此相爱上面，我们做得不够。
As your word speaks to us, may we come to you now in response.
当你对我们说话的时候，我们愿意来到你面前。
We ask, Lord God, that you would change us.
我们求神你来改变我们。
That as we look at our brothers and sisters, we would not be asking what they can give to us.
当我们再一次看到我们的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们不是在想我可以从他身上得到什么。
But rather ask, what can I give to them?
而是想到我可以给他什么。
Teach us what it means to love.
教导我们明白什么是爱。
To love unconditionally.
教导我们如何能够无条件的去爱人。
And teach us, O Lord God, to show mercy on others.
教导我们如何能够对人是存着谦卑怜悯来待人。
For we ourselves did not deserve your mercy.
因为我们自己本来是不配得到你的怜悯。
Help us to invest in others, not expecting anything in return.
帮助我们乐意对待人给人，而不是要人的回报。
Help us to live out the example of Jesus Christ.
帮助我们能够效法基督的榜样。
Who came not to be served.But to serve others.
耶稣基督降世不是为受人服侍，乃是为服侍人。
And he gave his life to save others.
然后他舍命来拯救人。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
谢谢父听我们的祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名来求。
Amen.
Amen.